Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. Today, Senator Sarah Kieski announced she will be hosting transparency talks in Senate District 14. These events will be listening sessions focused on topics related to legislative procedure. The following topics will be discussed at the transparency talks: 1. How a bill becomes a law, 2. The committee process, and 3. Majority party power. Throughout June, Senator Kieski will host 3 transparency talks. The senator will be in Portage Wednesday, June 10th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Portage Public Library. She'll be in Richland Center Wednesday, June 17th, again from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Brewer Public Library, and in Lodi Thursday, June 25th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Lodi Public Library. Kieski stated, "I look forward to talking with constituents across District 14 about our legislative process and answering any questions folks may have. I hope to see you at one of my transparency talks. Contact Senator Kieski's office with any questions." The City of Richland Center is launching a new community engagement initiative called Center Conversations. Residents are invited to join city staff for an informal discussion about city services, operations, projects, concerns, and questions on Wednesday, June 10th from noon to 1 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. There is no formal agenda, just an opportunity to connect with city staff, ask questions, share feedback, and learn more about what's happening in the community. For more information, contact City Hall at 608-647-3466. The Madison Mobile Vets Center will be in Richland Center for a Veterans Resource event Wednesday, June 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of the City Municipal Building. Veterans, service members, and their families are invited to stop by to connect with veteran resources, benefits information, support services, and local organizations. See the Facebook event page for more information. The event is hosted by the Richland County Veterans Service Office. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance and an address on Jarvis Street in the town of Ridgeway. Multiple Iowa County Sheriff deputies responded to the scene. As a result of the disturbance, Tiffany L. Hinkle, age 41, of Savannah, Illinois, was arrested for disorderly conduct. Hinkle was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked on the charges. Senator Howard Markline announced yesterday that he is officially on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District in the Wisconsin State Senate. "I am humbled by the generous support I've received from the residents of the 17th Senate District," Markline said. "As your state senator, I've worked to protect Wisconsin's checkbook and advocate for the unique needs of our community. I am ready to do whatever it takes to earn re-election to the state senate so I can help reduce the cost of living, cut taxes, fund our shared priorities, and do what is best for southern and southwestern Wisconsin." Howard Markline is unopposed in the August primary and will be on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District November 3rd. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will consider a proposal this week to increase resident undergraduate tuition by 2% for the 2026-27 academic year. If approved, the increase would remain below the current inflation rate and would help universities address rising operating costs while continuing to maintain affordability for Wisconsin students and families. The proposal comes after several years of significant financial restructuring across UW universities, including reductions in structural deficits, operational changes, and campus-level cost containment efforts designed to strengthen long-term financial stability. "We recognize Wisconsin families are managing rising costs in every part of their lives, and that reality informed this proposal," said Universities of Wisconsin Interim President Renee Wachter. "This is a measured increase that helps our universities continue providing strong student support and high-quality academic experiences while keeping a UW education among the most affordable in the Midwest. Over the past decade, resident undergraduate tuition at Wisconsin comprehensive universities has increased at a substantially lower rate than public universities in neighboring Midwestern states. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the proposal at its meeting in Milwaukee later this week. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College celebrated a milestone as the first cohort of students graduated from the college's radiography program. 9 students completed the program, which launched in August 2024, to help meet the growing demand for radiographers in Southwest Wisconsin. For Rachel Harris, radiography program director and instructor, watching the first class cross the graduation stage marked the culmination of years of work, growth, and perseverance. When we started in 2024, the students had a really basic understanding of how everything was going to work, she said. Honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better first class to have, because while they were growing as students and future technologists, our program was also growing into something more every day they were here. Graduates of the program are now prepared to work as radiographers in hospitals and clinics, performing diagnostic imaging procedures, including x-rays and fluoroscopy. They will work closely with radiologists, physicians, and emergency room staff to capture images used in patient diagnosis and treatment. The need for radiographers remains strong throughout the region. Harris said 7 of the 9 graduates already have jobs, and every student who applied for a position received an offer. Clinical partners frequently contacted the program with job openings for students. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is hosting a free, farmer-led meeting Wednesday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Honesty Barn in Rulins Coulee to discuss value-added agriculture as a strategy for generating additional revenue and supporting farm viability. The event will feature speakers including Ryan and Sarah Urbanek from Patty Smashers, Roland Geitz from Honesty Barn, Danica Wheeling from Wheeling's Farm and Country Store, and Larkin Breckel, Vernon County's Community Development Coordinator. Value-added agriculture is defined as farmers enhancing raw products to expand their customer base and retain more revenue, covering everything from processed goods like eggs and honey to agricultural experiences like U-Picks and farm stays. Attendees will also receive an update on the Rulins Coulee stream gauge and information on accessing free solar panels for Vernon County farmers. Free burgers from Patty Smashers will be provided. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, along with a coalition of 22 other attorneys general and the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, is opposing a proposed U.S. Department of Labor rule that would put millions of Americans' retirement savings at risk. The coalition argues the rule would expose workers and retirees to volatile alternative assets such as cryptocurrency. The proposed change is criticized for creating a loophole that prevents courts from evaluating if 401k fiduciaries were careful and skillful in choosing investments, thereby shifting financial risk from plan managers to workers. The DOL estimates this could affect 4.5 million workers, with about $178 billion annually moving into riskier funds. A.J. Call stated that the government should not be rewriting the rules at the expense of working people, noting the rule could force seniors to delay retirement or increase reliance on public assistance. The 2025 Wisconsin State Health Assessment is the first part of the state's 5-year health plan designed to be a data-informed roadmap for improving health and well-being. Developed with input from over 100 organizations, the SHA examines upstream root causes such as income, housing, and environment that influence health behaviors and outcomes and serves as a foundation for developing Wisconsin's next state health improvement plan. Wisconsinites identified major barriers to optimal health, including high costs, poor access, and a lack of whole-person prevention-focused care. The rising cost of living, causing economic stress, feelings of burnout and poor access to mental health care, a lack of affordable housing, and inadequate public transportation, particularly in rural areas. 1 in 5 Wisconsinites report poor or fair physical health, 1 in 7 report poor or fair mental health, and life expectancy has decreased compared to before the COVID-19 pandemic. Community-based organizations, businesses, and the public health system are identified as rich assets that can be leveraged to improve health if adequately resourced. Vital statistics right after this.